One of the things I do for entertainment is listen to a podcast called The Thrilling Adventure Hour. It tells you it's a new style podcast in the shape, in the style of an old-time radio show. Some of you actually listen to old-time radio shows when they weren't so much old-time radio shows. So you kind of understand what it's like. It's a variety show. And if you go to Hollywood, where I don't live or really visit, you can apparently actually buy tickets and watch it on stage in real live action. I almost want to visit to go see this. It sounds fabulous. But the podcast alone is great. The cornerstone of the Thrilling Adventure Hour is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. Sparks Nevada spends his time being the Marshal on Mars, fighting evil robots, the Murder Men. Apparently there's now a virus that turns men into people who are compulsed to murder other people, or turn them also into murder men. You just sort of have to buy into it at some point in time. But Sparks Nevada's companion, it's not his deputy, it's his companion, the thing, is a Martian named Croach the Tracker. And as you listen, you discover all of these delightful little things about Martian culture, which of course become plot points and it gets very complicated and they all wrap it up within a half hour. Exactly like TV or old-time radio shows. Which fascinates me tonight because on Sparks Nevada, Martians find taking their shoes off and exposing their feet to be an incredibly intimate act. It would be somewhat akin to me stripping in front of you, which is not going to happen, let me assure you. That one is not happening. But it's an interesting thing to think about tonight, because we do something very odd tonight. I don't spend a lot of time in my own world with bare feet because my feet are very sensitive, sort of oddly sensitive. There are those of you out there who can, you know, sort of casually take your shoes off and walk across the grass. I don't do that. My feet find that very painful. Even at home, where I have a lot of control over what's on the floor, not as much as I used to. I got a dog and the floor is a little messier now all the time. But I could vacuum a lot. Even at home, I'm almost always wearing socks or sandals, which I'm also very picky about, because my feet are very sensitive, and this casually walking across the grass thing is just very painful to me and my poor little feet. And tonight, we're washing each other's feet. I like this, but it's a little odd. This washing each other's feet thing is odd. It wasn't so odd back then. One of my history professors would say, the past is a foreign country. They did things differently there. For Jesus and his disciples, washing your feet had a practical thing going on. When things get dirty, you clean them. Especially when you go into the house, and most especially before dinner. Or at least in my house, if you wanted your mother to feed you, that was true. If you weren't so interested in eating dinner, there might be some wiggle room. But if you were interested in getting food, there were things that had to happen before dinner. We remember this in part because it was very ordinary. You take away a lot of the ceremony of what we do in church, a lot of it is very ordinary. There's water and bread. We have wine, grape juice. And we've sort of dressed it up in the last 2,000 years. Jesus got a hold of it, and we thought that made it important. We were right. But what happened was very ordinary. And then Jesus got a hold of it. Jesus and the disciples were sitting down for dinner. And the disciples, who often resemble something like unruly children, they never get it right and they're about to mess it up again, aren't sent off into another room to wash their own feet. It was a rich household. The servants and slaves who were in charge of the foot washing thing are sent away. And Jesus does this himself. Jesus took something very ordinary and did something strange to it. And tonight we remember that. My liturgics professor would always remind us that we should be very glad that it was the communion thing we held on to doing every week, not the foot washing thing. I'm very glad about that. Tonight, though, in this week, leading up to Easter, where these things Jesus does get even weirder and stranger, we remember this. Jesus tells Peter, in the middle of Peter's usual bumbling through trying to understand what Jesus is doing, that Peter will understand later. I'm not sure we do. It's later. It's much, much later. We've had a lot of time to wrestle with everything Jesus did. And I'm not sure we understand. Even the writers at the Thrilling Adventure Hour, in their mostly comic intimacy of exposing the feet of Martians, didn't really stumble onto anything. Tonight is about our feet. It's about our sensitive, ticklish. Anyone else here have ticklish feet? Ugly feet, calloused, bunioned feet, those parts of ourselves we'd really rather admit to no one. We'd like to keep our shoes on, keep them hidden. Tonight is about all of that. Tonight is about letting someone else serve us. Tonight is about serving someone else. Tonight is about a lot. But I'm not really sure we understand it. It's a hard thing to understand. We can stand there and stare at it. We can look at it for a long time. We can listen to Jesus' words at the end of the gospel reading, the mandatum, which is where we get the word for tonight, the Maundy and Maundy Thursday. Love one another as I have loved you. We can puzzle over that, and trust me, there are a lot of books in theological libraries written on that, really thick books. We can try and understand what that means. But the understanding of it, I don't think we really get it. The understanding of that, it's not an intellectual thing. We like to intellectualize things. Sometimes you actually have to do things. Sometimes you have to take your shoes off, pick up a towel, pick up a pitcher of water, or if that really, really isn't your thing, you have to find some other way of being in service to your brothers and sisters, some other way of living into the love we must have for one another. Because that is what tonight is about. Amen.